If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Craig Anderson. Welcome to Clan Radio. Once again, I'm back to bring you more exciting signing news from Clan Towers. The club are well on their way as the roster for 2014-15 fills up, and with four already revealed and this one making five, Ryan Finnerty's team is taking shape nicely. Now, since I last spoke to you, Kevin Bergen has returned to France, while it looks as though Joe Cullen may not return as he contemplates retirement. For that story, if you haven't seen it, you'll find it on the website of our official media partners, the Evening Times. Anyway, back to the matter at hand, and signing number five is on the line. I'll talk to him in just a moment or two, but to paint a picture, this 26-year-old forward was born in Dundee but began his pro hockey career in 2005-06 with Nijmegen Devils in Holland. After a spell in North America, he returned to the UK, and after making one appearance with Nottingham Panthers before returning home to Tayside and Dundee Stars, playing in their first season in the Elite League in 2010-11. He left for Hull Stingrays but returned to Dundee under Jeff Hutchins in 2012-13. Last year he signed for Brayhead Clan, playing 59 times, scoring 8 goals and assisting in 10, and racking up 98 penalty minutes. Please welcome back Tristan Harper. Tristan, thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous.
Good stuff. Firstly, I'm going to ask you, make us all jealous, tell us where you are right now.
I'm in Los Angeles right now, just enjoying the hot weather.
Now you're back.
It's
with
a bit too hot though.
I bet it is. Now you're back with the Clan for next season. How much did you enjoy being part of the team last year?
I loved it so much. That's why the reason I'm coming back. I can't wait to be back for the second season again with the Brayhead Clan, and just to get hopefully accomplish more this season. It's great to be back.
Was that something you were keen to do once the season ended, get yourself tied up for a second season, or did you give it a little bit of time and think it through first before?
I was pretty, my mind was set on being back with Brayhead Clan. I was just hoping Ryan would ask me back, and I was lucky enough for him to ask me back, and it was a pretty quick decision for me to sign back, so very happy to be coming back.
Now, you finally got to take part in the playoff finals last season after missing it with Hull that season you were there. How much does a weekend like that fuel your desire to want to return after achieving something like that?
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge deal for me and for the guys on the team, I'm sure. I definitely want to be back there, and hopefully next season we can win the whole thing. I think we kind of missed out this past season on hopefully the big win, but next season hopefully we can change that and get the number one win.
How much did you learn from playing alongside the likes of Ed McGrain, Kevin Bergen, Ash Goldie, guys that are experienced, that they've played for a number of years now? How much did you take from playing with guys like that?
I took a lot from the guys. Obviously, just the game really simple from my side and make sure I get the puck to those guys, because those are the guys that score. But pretty much the biggest thing is just to shoot any chance you get and you run a score. So that's really it. I took it from just learning as much as I can as time goes on.
Now, as I said in the intro, you scored 8 and 10 last season. You've already touched on it earlier about the fact you want to strive to do more next season for the team. Have you set yourself a target in that respect? Is there a figure you're looking at that you want to reach at some point?
I'd like to get 30 points this next season. That's my ultimate goal. But more importantly, just do the best I can when I'm back this season and just do the little things right all the time.
Now, from what I understand, you've been out of the country a wee while, and I think you will be for another couple of weeks yet. But no doubt you'll have kept in touch with things over here and how things are panning out. So I want to ask you, what have you made of the signings so far? Lee Esders and Matt Haywood are back, and Ben Davis and Zach Sullivan are joining the team. What have you made of the arrival of those guys?
Well, I think it's going to be great. Obviously Haywood and Ezzy's are great guys, and other guys have joined too. I've heard they're great guys too. So it's going to be a pleasure to meet the new guys, and it'll be a pleasure to get back with the old guys and just have a few good laughs and a few beers here and there and just play the game. You know, it'll be good times.
And generally be back in Glasgow as well.
Yeah, it'd be great. I love Glasgow, so it's a good place to be.
Good. Well, last question. What are your plans for the summer? As I mentioned, you've been on holiday. I think you've been in places like Las Vegas and Mexico, and you mentioned Los Angeles as well. What else have you got lined up for the next three or four months?
I've got a wedding to go in the south of France, and I might have another wedding to go to, so it seems like the summer of weddings, but probably just get back home soon and start training and start getting ready for the season. Just kind of let loose for a month or two here and then get back for the remaining months and just start training and getting ready for the season.
Good stuff. Well, there you are. Tristan Harper is number 5 for Brayhead Clan for next season. There will be, of course, more to come, so check out the club on the website, brayheadclan.com, also on Facebook and on Twitter at brayhead_clan. It's my thanks to Tristan out in Los Angeles. Hopefully he's enjoying the sun too much there. Thank you to you, listeners. I'll be back with more exciting signing news soon. Bye for now.